We continue our talk with Karen Keene and Gail Hoffman about the Medford School District's alternative high school. This is part of the Medford Area School District, then.
It is. The students come in, and it is a Medford Alternative High School, but when they graduate, they'll be getting a diploma from Medford High School.
That's the question. Is this a regular diploma? Will they march down the aisle with the cap and gown and get a diploma just like everybody else?
Absolutely. The diploma will say exactly the same thing as anybody that graduates from the high school. The differences are transcript. Our classes are pass and fail. All students have to pass all of their tests and quizzes with 80% or higher. And if they don't, they have to redo the class. But they don't get a grade. It's going to be pass or fail. And because of that, the transcripts will show differently than they would at the high school because they don't get grade. So their GPA when they leave the high school will be their GPA at all times.
Do you keep track of the kids after they graduate and how well they did out in the community? Is there any way to track that?
I love that you asked that because Gail and I talk about this all the time. We usually have 40 to 50 kids come back every year to tell us how they're doing. A lot of them come back because they need help getting into a community college or they want our opinion on what they should do next. So every year, I mean, no fewer than 40 kids come back to touch base with us and just to come in and say, hey.
As the job coach, I would like to take this time to thank all the businesses that employ our students and work around their school schedules. Some of the local businesses that our students have worked a lot at are fast food restaurants such as McDonald's, Hardee's, KFC, Taco Bell, Arby's, and Subway, and other businesses like County Market, Kmart, BRI, some of our local car dealerships, and area farmers employ our students as well. We really appreciate all that they do, and of course, we also fill a need for them.
We do have two different ways of getting your diploma. You can do the competency credits, where you do the core classes plus your electives and reach the credit requirement that the high school has. But we also had the GEDO 2 program, which was developed by Beth Lewis at DPI, and that's 4 GED tests plus 5 classes, which consists of health, employment, civics, personal finance, and college and career readiness. And people think, oh, the GED tests, those are easy.
Oh, you're saying GED?
Yes. Okay. Like you would take at the technical college, there's mm-hmm. 4 GED tests. And those are extremely hard. I read somewhere yesterday that some Ivy League students from Ivy League colleges couldn't pass the test. It does take a lot of studying and a lot of preparation to get them to pass, but that is an option too.
The GED. Now, I thought that was for adults. Do you have adults coming in and taking those as well?
No. Okay. Not at the alternative high school. And when I say the GED, you're still getting a Medford High School diploma, just the way to get it is to take the test plus complete the 5 classes plus have the work requirement. It's just a different option.
I see. In the end, I guess it's all about getting a good education and getting ready to further their education and life after high school. Our thanks to Kelly Keene and Gail Hoffman from the Medford Alternative High School.